state lawmakers are looking for ways to lower Hawaii's cost of living and keep people from moving away. It's been the number one topic of discussion lately.
The cost of living.
Lowering the cost of living.
12,000 residents have left Hawaii.
State leaders want to lower the cost of living in Hawaii, which experts say is driving local residents to leave. But how much lower would it need to go?
The costs in Hawaii are on average 18.5% higher than the mainland average.
Peter Filecki is an economist with the University of Hawaii Economic Research Organization. He says, just like $100 today isn't worth the same amount of goods and services it was 50 years ago, there are differences depending on where you live.
You can buy different amounts of goods for the $100 in different places.
While that's more obvious when comparing prices in various countries, economists also compare the value of a dollar in different regions of the U.S. It's called regional price parity, and it shows what all those people who left already know. $100 gets you less in Hawaii than any other state. That's unlikely to change much, since Hawaii's geographic isolation drives up the price of everything from building materials to food. But Filecki says human factors like proximity to family and nice weather can make higher costs worth it, to a point.
Hawaii is a desirable location, so people are willing to give up some purchasing power in exchange for living in paradise.
States popular with Hawaii expats like Oregon, Texas, and Nevada have price parities just below the national average. But Hawaii may not need to match them to keep people from moving away. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.